Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have had a good Tuesday so far and a good first of the week so far. I am excited about being on the show with you guys tonight. I seem like Tuesday couldn't come fast enough, but it is here. We're going to have a good time tonight. I'm ready to rock out with y'all, and I just hope you guys are too. And for anybody who wants to spit some poetry, feel free to spit some poetry. You can sing, you do comedy, you can rap, as long as we keep it clean, you guys. Because this is just got to have that radio show version. But other than that, I just want you to do your thing. You do short stories. Whatever it is that you do, I want you to do it, and I want you to do it well. I will continue to be your pusher, your motivator. I'll be your prayer warrior, whatever you need to tap into those gifts and to be the best version of yourself, to be the best you know how to be. And that's what I'll continue to pour into myself. And what I give me, I give you. So I hope it helps on your journey. So what I'm going to do is I do want to say in 3 more days, my birthday is on Friday. So I know I probably won't talk to y'all on Friday. But on Friday, I will be, I'm proud to say, 39 years old and looking forward to it. And on Saturday will be Illusions Open Mic and also my birthday celebration. So we'd love for you guys to be there in the building to celebrate with me. As that will be at the Arts Council in Kinston, North Carolina at 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. We'd love for you guys to be there. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. We're going to rock out with the band and any of the artists that want to get on the mic, feel free to do that. We're going to have some cake, some food, and just some good time to chill, dance, do what we do. So we'd love for you guys to be there. If you can't be there, we'd love to have you in spirit. So without further ado, let me play one of my favorites. I think you guys have heard this song, but I don't know. This is like a motivation song for me when I'm fully focused. And I zone out to my music. This is like one of my favorite songs by Ill Will. I'm working.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me. I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation,
don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm They wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt shot. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna give you.
I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Met her at Howard, lived in the towers, same floor that I was, which did allow us to sit and talk for hours. In between dealings and all this unveiling, clearly there was feelings. She had a ceiling, it couldn't move further. At least she preferred to just have a friendship. We couldn't end it, too late. Now we got way too involved. Any trouble just to push it along. Man, a problem, deeply she had me back in Miami. Wasn't just a family, she whispered so sadly that her heart belonged to a real good brother. She didn't intend to make me her lover, but this is said after. But let's say I had her, but let's say I'd rather be the one that mattered. Okay, that sounds dramatic, maybe I should just chill and let's let this little story get built. Months invading, and I hate to say it, I'm more like a replacement. Now I have to face it, the kiss that I gave her, I feel like I wasted. When I'm invited, still wanna taste it, so I still visit, try to imagine the time that we having. Was more like back when we were just chatting. Next thing that happened is a phone start to ring, and I'm laying there not saying a thing, man. So I start thinking more and more lately, before I go crazy. Another young lady maybe should be added. Yeah, that sound bad, it wasn't my intention. See, it made sense then. Yo, I wasn't thinking, too busy hurting, too busy working to hold her attention. Just like I mentioned, new chick comes in and I tell her the deal. Like, you can love me, but you can never feel. She got two, I got two. I thought this through like we would be cool. But boy, was I wrong, it didn't take long for this little feeling here to grow real strong. Chick find out Miami dude was doing her wrong. Though she rocked the same song, act like she don't sing along. Now he gone, now she under me like the day is the sun. Now she trying to tell me that I'm the one. Now she wants to make this official, but I got an issue. She's gonna need tissue when this talk is over. Sat and I told her that I no longer need her, I want her. At least in a fashion, see that can happen. When all the passion is exchanged for smashing. And the simple fact is, she can't get mad cause she taught me the game. So of course I would be doing the same, yeah. The situation, more like role playing. Strangers in the day and lovers in the AM. So all that I'm saying, ask for a favor. When a man came up, act like a neighbor. The whole time waiting, the whole time hating. Visions that I'm having, other fun they having. Man, you can't imagine how it feels now just to change up the scene. Flip the script if you're know what I mean. Now she don't wanna, but I want to. I thought this through, but oh, what a fool. These girls are too smart, it's about to get dark. Soon they meet each other and it doesn't take long. I should have thought of this karma from start. Now they playing me hard like they playing their part. Now I'm caught, bad news hit me, coming one at a time. Both are pregnant and they saying it's mine.
Yeah. They really need to chill on, cause they're only gonna hurt life. Trying to share your love with, cause love is only meant for. Be careful who you'll be with.
Sometimes I think it's just genocide. Great man's rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, of a great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and seen amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. And great Mr. Drown said, rah. I understand this is the great cause of my life. I understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out, try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he didn't rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today and understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer. Closer to the great man's doors, they'll open something. This is how we do great stars, dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes, keeping my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying, never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, histology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Reading between great books and great lines. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's name, great man's lane. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the mist and saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. See, this is a crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I could always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. To my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteousness, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. To understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told, and great things worry. Remember, no apologies, but truth's hemology.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that first round of the Lyrical Cypher. And for anybody who is not busy on Saturday, come and rock out and party with me for my birthday and Illusions Open Mic Night. You can get on the mic, you can chill, you can dance, you can do whatever you want to do, rock out with a band, sing, spit some poetry, do some comedy, short stories, don't matter, dance, whatever your talent is, that's what that floor for. That's what the platinum platform is for. So I'd love for you guys to come out and just rock out. What I'm going to do right now is open up the open mic lines and also do a shout out line for anybody who's on the line who wants to get on the mic. Feel free to do so. And if you just want to let us know what's going on in your community, let us know what you have going on so we can support you as well. So I got a 252-643 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China. What's up? What's up? That 252-643. All right. I don't know if they can hear me. All right. What's up? What's up? My God, sister in the building. What's up, Nancy? Just want to say what's up to you. I don't know if everybody can hear me. Let me check again. Got a 242 on the line. 252 on the line. All right. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, Miss China. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Seems like I'm having some technical difficulties, or people still got their phones on mute.
I see. I see.
How are you this
week?
Huh?
I said, how are you this week?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm excited. My birthday's coming up.
I know.
That's what's good. Yeah.
No, turn.
About to
you
be
ready?
The big 3-9. Yes, I'm excited.
I know. I wish I was that age again.
Girl, you look younger than that.
Why, thank you.
Look, and I like your breakup poem. I just want to say that part.
My who?
Your breakup poem with the Twinkies and the Little Debbies and stuff.
Wait, I got everybody with that one.
I seen that one. I was like, that was hot. I knew it wasn't a real breakup. I was like,
yeah, I got everybody with that one.
This
I got inboxes, got cuss out. Yeah,
oh
I got everybody with that one. Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Okay.
You got something?
Yes, I do. This one is called No Ordinary Day.
All right.
I wake up each day with thoughts of how my day will go, praying that I can make it through without losing the peace of mind I do have. But like any other day, this is no ordinary day. You see, today I choose to grow, to let my light show. Sigh, let that go. For today I decide that no man whom walks this earth will ever steal my joy. I'm the controller and the owner of my destiny. No sister, brother, cousin, or friend can get next to me again. My character shall not be stepped out of space, for my life is headed in a far more better place. That's it.
All right, now.
And I dedicate that to my daughter, to my 13-year-old. She,
mm-hmm.
you know, has some issues going on at school, and, you know, girls being girls, and kids gonna always be kids, and they're cruel. So
right.
I just want her to know that, you know, even though she did get in trouble, you know, she just got to press forward and don't let nobody get under her skin to the point where she, you know, got to put hands on somebody. Not unless they put
mm-hmm.
hands on her.
Ending.
You know, and, you know, not even then is always best. You know, sometimes it's good to just let it go and walk away. So I dedicate that one to her. And she's
right
sitting
now.
Right here.
That's what's up. And tell her to say hello.
Hello.
Hey. So try not to put the paws on her. Not unless they put the paws on you.
I'll try.
At least she's keeping it real.
Right. So that's just one of them. So.
All right, Miss Letty, we appreciate you. Please stay on the line.
All righty.
All right, everybody, that was Nikki, Callie. What's up? We got DMX in the building. What's up, Carlos?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Looking at the news. Everybody
want to
fight. Not sad. Just tired and I might be a little mentally set, frustrated, but I'll be all right.
I got you. I'll be praying for you. You know I'm here if you need
me. Hey, my motto is I will not lose, so
amen.
I'm sorry I sound that way. But I'm always going to smile anyway.
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, check this out, y'all. So look at what's going on. Look at what's going on, y'all, from coast to coast across the entire United States. At first, it was about building a wall. Now, it has turned into a complete racial. It's going to turn into complete racial hate. Unlike before, it's not like the North versus the South. It's like they want a civil war. Everybody got complete hate coming out of their mouth. Let's unite and come together. That seems to be everyone's chatter. Everyone, from the Nazis to the Nationalists to the KKK, all the way back down to Black Lives Matter. Let's tear down these statues. Y'all got to stop waving them flags. Y'all weren't ever slaves. Y'all ain't never had it that bad. It's like reliving history. Everyone is stuck in the past. Yeah, I respect all of my ancestors, but that ain't going to give me no cash. You know, that statue ain't going to hurt me. Robert E. Lee here, Ben did. How about focusing on a better life? Learn something from some of the things that he said. Yes, it's 2017, and yes, a whole lot of things have changed. No, we're no longer slaves, and no, we're no longer bonded in chains. We're no longer putting in tobacco, picking cotton, or working out in fields. We're more concerned about now, like with child support or seeking employment or avoiding the cops and getting killed. Now we got cops afraid for his life. And yes, I'm afraid for mine. Everyone is living a life of fear. We can all die at any time. Well, before I leave this place, I only have one main concern. With all the mistakes that we have made, isn't it through them that we should learn? See, we all know what had happened. Yes, it was way back in the days. And it seems that we all should know better. We can't do things the exact same way. I think it's time to redo this country so we can really have justice for all. Because if we choose to fight instead of unite, we both lose. That means the entire country will fall. See, it's the home of the free and the land of the brave. That anthem was written back when we were slaves. Well, if I'm really free and I'm brave enough to stand, why should we have to fight? Why not just reach out and shake my hand? Let's do business together. Let's make America great again. But let's do it the way it should. Let's not dwell in the sin. See, God is going to hold us accountable for all that we know. We've been through all this foolishness. Let's not do this no more. One last quick statement. No one may not want to receive. But see, we're all children of God. We're descendants of Adam and Eve. Our skin color may be different, but all of our blood is red. He only gave us one set of commandments, and we all should do what he said. So there's no need to go marching. There's no need to protest. If them fools want to get out there and fight themselves, yo, I could care less. Keep that negativity away from me. Really, I'm just trying to chill. I don't have time for their political games. I got something to do. That's God's will. Y'all do the same. Chill.
I know that's right.
That's that, man.
Man, that's power to the power to all people. That's what's up.
That's all we can do, man. How else can you win? How else can we win? There's no need to more feeding. I mean, and a lot of the stuff, man, it look like it's about set up anyway. I don't think nobody's that stupid, man. I mean, that it would actually be that bad, but you know what I mean? But I don't know. There'll be folks standing out there protesting the stuff in a minute. And before you know it, not folks getting killed and stuff for nothing. If you go out there and participate in it, that's what they want you to do. Yeah, you got the right. You can go down there and say anything you want to. You can stand down there and preach and fuss all you like. If I don't want to hear what you say, I ain't got no business down there.
Yeah.
Oh, for real, y'all. I was just saying, they can laugh at folks, man. Hey, folks out here acting like something going on, man. If you feed into it, yeah, it will be something going on. I'm going to be at the house.
I don't know. I've been, like, I'm a movie. I like watching movies, no commercials. And I was watching a couple movies, like, I don't know, I always find the spiritual thing in it. I watched Detroit, and I watched The Witches of Eastwick, and I know people are like, why in the world? I went way back, but I also went, up to date. And Witches of Eastwick came out, 1987, and it was so, like, I look at things that are relevant and universal, and I was looking at how the devil tried to manipulate your mind. That's what he did in Witches of Eastwick. He gave them what he thought that they wanted. See, God give you what you need. The devil give you what you want.
Right.
It makes sense. So the devil
gave them makes
everything they wanted, all their desires, and they loved him for it. But that's not what they needed. And until people started getting hurt on their core, that's when they got real to them, and all of a sudden they started feeling love. And that love, the real love, is drawn to God, because God is love, love is God. So they were drawn to God to get away from the devil. You feel me? But the devil kept pulling at them, because he's like, but this is what you said you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And it's amazing to me. And I was sitting there watching Detroit, and I was watching how the guy, the black officer, wanted to be, he wanted approval of the white officers. You know what I'm saying? Instead of actually doing what was right.
Just doing the job. Just do what
right.
you got to do.
Right. Yeah, and it's crazy because karma hit so fast. Karma hit so fast, and then he was on trial with the same guys, the officers, instead of, you know, helping out the people who got hurt and got killed. It's just crazy how those things happen. People focus on what they want instead of what's needed, and then not being mindful in the process. So that my whole point was mindfulness was not in there. Like we have to be mindful how we handle things, how we handle people, and how we deal with life in general. So just food for thought. Just food for thought, y'all.
Hey, I enjoyed it. I got another something else for the next round, I guess.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
I'll see y'all in a minute.
All right. That'll work. All right, everybody, that was Carlos in the building. We got a, what's up, JD, in the building?
What's up, John? How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Well, I'm having a little technical difficulty with my phone tonight.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Big Bone Room and big up to the 242 Bahamas.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that was JD in the building. Let's see who else we got on the line. We got a 213 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hey, what's happening with you? This is Jerrain.
Hi, Jerrain. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Sitting back listening to Carlos's poem and stuff. He's actually brought up some emotions and some stuff I've been dealing with here lately.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about it.
You know, normally I'm real soft-spoken. I don't really say much and stuff because, like, a little bit like what you said, I kind of look at stuff from an aspect of, like, with all this violence, you know, how would the Lord look at us? He sees there's no such thing as a good bad. So violence is bad on either side. But one thing I do notice is that, like, there's just so many people that are really hypocrites because the same thing, nobody protested when the economy went bad. You know, when people are out of work, they can't feed their families and stuff. Those were the times to protest the government or whatever it may be then. But now we're protesting about stuff that's been going on since the beginning of time. We all know that, like, hate groups and stuff have always existed. That's just like, the enemy or the devil, as they call him. You know, we all know he exists. So you shouldn't be surprised when something crazy comes up. Like you said, when people's minds are manipulated, they'll do anything, and then they'll go home at night and not know what they're doing. And I look at that Charlottesville situation. The only thing that came out of that is three people died. That's the only thing that was achieved out of it. So when I sit back and I see people, like, talking about that's good enough, they got what they deserved and all of this, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't even really, I try not to really watch TV anymore. It's like people have lost their minds.
Exactly. And it's crazy because I'm sitting there looking at how what they're allowing them, they're allowing their spirits to be raised that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just say them just the children. It's like their spirits are being raised to receive that. Because it's like what I tell my clients, it's like it's gluttony. It's gluttony,
yeah,
laid out on the table. Anything is given. Like, you can have anything. Before, life used to be a little bit, you know what I'm saying, things that we did or we thought about were kind of risque. Now, it's an open market. You can get on Google. You can Google anything. Not knocking Google because all these things help us or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, our kids, we can't even raise them the way we want to, because guess what? As soon, even if we're raising them a certain way at home, and it was the same way we grew up, but we didn't have access to all of this. Now, we did have World Wide Web, but not on this level. But this level, they can see anything. And you can't go
right
from that. They go to school, they can see it. No matter where they go, their phones, you can see it. Like, it's so many different things that we're teaching them one way, and they're learning something totally different. You see what I'm saying? And it makes
trust me, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. And you got to constantly keep reeling your kids back in or reeling yourself back in to say, nah, that ain't going to work. But it's amazing. It amazes me.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
going to
say
then,
something that, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
No, I'm gonna say something that might be a little bit controversial, but me and Carlos, we talk about this quite a bit. You know, when I see people talking about racism and things like that, the biggest thing that I look at, especially in our culture, you know, African-American culture, it's like we're the most racist against our own people.
I agree.
You know, of any other culture, you know, like, if you see, most of the time, I related to other black males. If you see a brother that's doing pretty good for himself, they always try to find a way to knock him down. You know, they don't want to, like, accept or try to learn why he's being successful, which is what I would do. You know, it's unbelievable. And then when someone else says something, like, we go around calling each other the N-word, and someone else say, oh, it's racist, it's a big problem, but we say it every day.
Exactly. And it's true, because I deal with the same thing as a promoter. It's crazy. I get more respect from the males, but it's been like that all my life. I get more respect from males and male promoters than I do, like, females. I can walk into the room,
right,
and they automatically don't like me, and I'm a good friend. You know what I'm saying? I try my best to be a good friend. I ain't perfect, but I could be a good friend of them, but I don't get that. I get pettiness. You know what I'm saying? I get catty looks and blah, 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 and waiting for me to fall and put me on a pedestal just to throw stones at me. And I'm like, wow, but I promote you. But my grandma taught me very well to kill the devil with kindness, so I continue to be me in the process.
You
but
know,
it's sad that you actually got to walk like that amongst your own people. You know, it don't make no sense.
You made me think about something. Tell me your thoughts on this. You think about the destruction and the hate that we feel within our own culture a lot of times, and we see it even with other people who are successful. Just think about this here. That means that we're probably the only culture that's just to being unsuccessful and settling for less, that whenever we see someone have it, then we have to hate. That's really sad if you really think about it. Like, are we that unsuccessful as a culture?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the saddest part about it is I look at it like this, too, and I just want to give you something to think about. Even with relationships on any level, right, what you just said,
right,
I'm just piggybacking off what you just said. As you grow and you change and you better yourself, you're hated for it. Why is that when they can grow with you? We can actually grow together. I'm not leaving you. I'm actually bettering your life for me and you if you just, you know what I'm saying, allow it to happen. Because change is going to happen whether you fight it or not. You're going to grow regardless, no matter what, whether you like it or not, because you're going to grow regardless because you're going to get older.
Right.
It's inevitable.
You know, I give you one last thing that happened to me. Had an employee in my company. We ended up having to let him go. The problem was he lied on his resume. So when he got to the actual work site and began working, you know, the other people told us that he didn't know what he was doing. It was more of a training. He needed to be in a training position, and we weren't open for that. We needed some qualified techs at that time. So I ended up telling him that he had to leave. He was fired. He had to go. So mm-hmm. the next thing I was told by other, you know, I would say older gentlemen that knew him and knew me as well, the word they called me was a coon. I betrayed my own people. But never
what?
Once did they ask why, you know, never once did they ask why this guy was 35 years old and never had and hadn't had a job in 15 years or why he wasn't qualified or why did he lie on his resume. I was automatically called a coon or a betrayer of his race because I fired a guy that wasn't worth being hired.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, I'll leave it at that. But just some of these things, we got a lot of people that's, you know, I'd say fooled by the enemy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, it's really sad.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. All we can do is pray for them. I just said to somebody, and I say this all the time, I can't fight spirits, but I can pray for them. You know, because some people need redirection and, you know, saying for that the stone heart to be softened. You know what I'm saying? Because it's sad that there are so many people who actually still have that slave mentality. You know what I'm saying? That mentality of just still angry. When we can actually bond together, we could build our own thing together. If you allow it.
Agreed.
And everybody can, what they say in the streets, everybody can eat and we can be good and not have to depend on someone else making it for us. But we're trying. It's like, there's people out there, including myself, and then from what I'm hearing from you and Carlos, there's people out there that want to make this happen. But all we got to do is just keep going because I believe eventually we'll join forces.
I agree with you, and it will happen. You know, it's education is the key. You know, a lot of people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I said indeed. I was agreeing with you.
I'll leave it at that. A lot of people don't agree with the current administration that we have in D.C., but I always tell them the same thing that I did in the past, whether it been Barack or the Bush before that. You know, politics does play a big part in our lives, and some people say, "Well, I don't want to pay attention." But I think they really should. I mean, you really got to know exactly what rules are being made, and it'll explain to you why things are the way they are. You know, and so, you know, you can disagree with it, but if you don't know exactly what's going on, then you don't really have the right to say anything, and that's how I look at it.
Right. I agree with you.
I'm going to leave it at that. That's my little two cents.
Well, I appreciate you spitting that knowledge and letting us know what's going on and what's on your mind.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, anytime. Everybody, that was Jerrain in the building. And I like that. That's what's up, man. We have to put it out there. And you never know who needed to hear that tonight. So we got some more people on the line. What's up? We got Truth on the line. What's up, Truth?
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm all right. How you doing? You know I love you, right?
I love you back.
That's what's up. What you got for tonight?
What you want to hear? I don't know. Don't matter
with me. It don't matter? Okay, here we go. The destiny of my soul, divine, prevailed by greatness. I see all those that come after me lurking for dumb knowledge and fakeness. See, I'm mounted with great words and rhythms and rhymes. See, I'm soothing great, dropping the dimes for my holes and souls are beholden. I'm holding great things within my currency. I'm a great man's currency. I'm always hysterical. Great things in circles and miracles. Greatness and foundness from my platform. My strength is well within myself. I'm prevalent to prevail against all things with my travatic scenes, my travatic ways, and the ways that I begin to seek the greatness of religiousness and great things of my relentlessness, and I continue to fall with the faithfulness and strength. But I'm strong for my eyes to see the great visions of their ties, and I wonder why I'd rather live live and die before I cry. I understand that mindfulness of all things are regardlessness for my soul. It's still being made whole for the straight ways, not the narrows, but the greatness and broadness, and still I'm smiling, just not wilding within my ways. Here I'm traveling down the byways, the highways. I see my picture in the lights, limeless and great things, no grimeness, but for real, I'm real. I'm the real deal in this field. See, I continue to play ball with the great things of no one who's enviousness. Those who seek after my life to seek the death for the problems, but Jesus says, no, I live and I prevail. My word shall be heard through the mountaintops as they crumble through the rivers and seas. Great things I'm seized on the shores as I'm anchored, well rounded and grounded and surrounded by the great things I'm founded and founded. Truth. Rah.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that's Truth. Can you let them know how they can get up with you? Tell them about your production company and how they can get your CD. And your t-shirts as well.
Yes, it is Truth Productions-INC Inc. Up there you can go and get the PayPal. You can order the shirt. There's a special running on the shirts. I think there's still a special running on the shirts and the CDs. I think you buy a shirt, you get a CD half off or a CD free, something like that. But you can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a book that's coming out. I'm not going to disclose the title yet. And there's a second CD that'll be out probably in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, just go to that website and check out everything to see the prices and everything. And that's what we got.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that was Truth. He will be in the building at Illusions. And
most definitely. Illusion
forever.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's what's up. That was true. We got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got Pugaloo on the line. What's up, Pugaloo?
What's up, China? Ah. Well,
did you know I was going to know what you did. Doing pretty good.
Say what?
I said, did you know I knew it was you?
Yeah, right.
We got some for tonight. Yeah, we're doing good.
No, you always catch me at a bad time, girl.
Dang on. Well, look,
I'm just here to listen. That's all.
All right. Well, you know, you feel it in your spirit. Let her on. Hit the sister up. I'll put you on.
Okay. I feel you.
All right, everybody, that was Pugaloo in the building. Just gonna give you a shout out. All right, and also, can you tell people how they can buy your product as well?
My product?
Yeah, do you have CDs available?
Yes, www.victorspate, that's VictorSpate, with the number 8, .biz, B-I-Z. That's
all right.
My website and all the sets and CDs there. Got 4 projects, the group and my solo project.
All right, now. Well, we appreciate you and you got the support. So, you know, anytime you get a chance to plug it, make sure you plug it, okay?
I got you.
All right, everybody, that was Pugaloo in the building. All right, so what I'm going to do is slide into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys are enjoying this show so far. Let's get it.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with envy. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch a good faith. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my mental would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you do don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look at the bay, hope I say they are the rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Wavy is my name, like Craig off Friday, I got all the gang. Me and you, girl, we can do the thing. Later on, take a fine bath of champagne. Bottles on me, keep me coming till it's 2 a.m. Roof on fire, let it burn like Master Scott and them. I'm too turned up.
Drop it like it's on fire. Work it just like you got higher. Cause me and baby cakin', we don't do no faking. Kick it like we Asian, nobody just amazing. Me and baby wildin', probably on the island. Shining like medallion, in like a challenge. Nobody a challenge, we running the world. 96, Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girl, laced with platinum and gold, she rockin' diamonds and pearls. We doing what we love, making these haters hurl. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Twerk it, don't be nervous. I hit it from the back, flip it and reverse it. Then we on to the next chapter. Wavy baby on the next. Faster. You know God first fan master. I'm your favorite professional rapper. I get money like big asses. Try to stack it to the buster seller. I forever keep you 1 million. I'm just too brilliant. American Psycho with the money cause I make killings. We hard in the paint like LeBron. You touch a shot like Steph Curry. Me and my baby be on the grind. So I ain't never in a hurry. I don't ever worry. She hold me down like a straight jacket. We fresh to death like we just jumped out the casket. My room, close the door, lock that. Upstairs, my room, drop that. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, make it worth it. Let's make it classic cool, let's make it perfect.
We could have had it all. 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings with the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
What's up, everybody? I hope you enjoyed that round of the Lyrical Cypher. We're about to go ahead and slide on into the next round. We're going to start out with some DMX poetry. What's up? What you got for us?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Carlos? What you got for us tonight?
Oh, man. I was in the zone just there. I was sitting there listening to him and then just, all right, that's what it is. I said, if I could tell it all, I wouldn't know where to start. If I would have listened to my mother, I would have never broke her heart. If I would have stayed obedient as a child, I wouldn't have ended up in jail. If I would have stayed in church, I would have another story to tell. If I would have just paid paid attention just a little bit more in school, I wouldn't have considered myself as my family's smartest fool. If I would have stayed with one woman instead of chasing every girl, I wouldn't have all these kids scattered all around the world. If I would have listened a little more and talked a little less, I would not have found my life in one big old mess. If I could take back all the days out of my life that I missed, if I could have back all the days out of my kids' life that I missed, I would fill them with joy and nothing but bliss. If I could change the world, I would fill it with good. I would make it all equal. There would be no hoods. If I could do any of these things, no matter how great or how odd, I wouldn't change nothing,
because this was all designed by God. If is a powerful word, man. That's it, man. If is a powerful word, man, but we go through stuff for a purpose.
That's right.
And kind of like I was saying in the other one, we learn from it. That was one of the ones that I had from 2010, I think, yeah.
How does that make and you feel that you wrote, like you were way ahead of yourself?
Man. Like I say, remember, in that same line right there, I think it's about the third or fourth line, and I was like, my family's smartest fool. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, there's a whole lot of stuff that I should have been done and could have been done, and you know what I mean? Was smart enough to do it, but I was too smart. You know what I mean? I was so smart that couldn't nobody else tell me nothing, and I wasted a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of everything. You know what I mean? So, and now it's just like, but like Pooglu, as Pooglu, he's still here for me though. You know what I mean? So I love him for that. It's just,
what's up, Pooglu?
I didn't know he was still on the phone.
I just put him on the line. You know, I love improv, so I had to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, my big brother right there, y'all.
See, we're supposed to give people their flowers right now, you know, so I just thought you could throw them a flower.
I receive it.
Pugalo, I'm going to try my best to not put you on the spot, but it's just something about your name, man.
I don't know. I can't tell you this.
Let me stop messing with y'all. I got Pooglu and DMX. Man, this is amazing. I'm having a good time with y'all.
Well,
what's
we
up?
We all go, it's like a, where he, me and him, we got plans. Me, him, and my other brother, we haven't been in, all three of us haven't been in the studio together yet. And
right.
I said we're going to make that happen. And with you being right there in town, we can see if we can, probably get you to join us.
All right.
One night.
I'll be right
whenever
there.
Whenever I get to town.
Yeah, I know you're busy.
All right,
you
y'all.
You take a deep breath with it.
Say what?
I said you took a deep breath with it whenever I get to time.
Yeah, I had to.
I understand, man. Do what you gotta do.
Yep.
All right, everybody, that was DMX and Poetry. We're going to start out this show. Come on. What we going to do now? See, we already hit two at one time. So that was Pooglu and Carlos. And let's get some truth. What's up? What's up, Truth? What you got? What you got?
I got the prosperous winds before I fall deep in sin. And see, my soul is great. I don't mingle with the fake. See, I'm truth in my words and my ways are real good. See, I don't live a life of dumb fountains and stripes. I'm the better things of good. The epitome of no evil. The epitome of me is great things like steeples. Praying in Jesus' steeples. I'm still riding on the clock. See, I don't need a Bugatti to go in a fast lane. This boy not lame. See, I'm not faking my life. I see great things. Heaven is always what I need. See, I'm on this cloud and I sit and I cry. My tears fall to the ground before they even dry. And I understand quicksand would keep me not moving. So I am anchored on the shores where Jesus keep me growing. Slowing in great things I'm knowing, for my mind is always free flowing. And see, you see my mind, I'm still showing the greatness of my soul. My words are greatly meek, symbolically simple, faces no dimples. I'm always understanding, I'm fast like lightning. Not because I'm running, because I think ahead well. I'm rhyming for the great things, no scheming, no leaning. I'm still leaking and bleaking, my walking is talking. See, my eyes are still thinking, but before my mind can invade, great things I'm crusading for the greatness of Jesus, ambassador for his name. What you gonna do when truth comes for you? Rah! All right,
now, let me find out. You slow rolling there like that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to switch it up. The element of surprises is always the best.
Yeah, you jumped in there real quick and went in it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up. Freestyle King in the building.
Yeah. You want me to do another one? Is that what you just said?
No, I ain't say that, but if you feel in your spirit, go with it.
See, I'm sitting there smiling. I'm dust side wilding. See, my mind is great. So I'm walking down the streets of revenues and avenues. Great thing to see. I'm eating on candy. Great thing like Sandy. I love for the greatness of brown eyes and smooth skin like caramel and buttermilk. Yeah, Reese's Pieces, great things of my thesis. Metaphorically speaking, see, I'm still seeking for the great things of the providence, for the soul that I'm living. See, I sit in the castle here on my throne, king of this thing, the freestyle king, telephones ringing. I understand my mind is still singing. Leaving and leaning on Jesus, anchored in his name, and still I'm professing the greatness of the better, the good. I'm the epitome of all good and no evil. That's right. I'm riding, I'm not lying, I'm dying. I understand I'm providing for the greatness of the wealth of the youth. See, I'm truth never low and uncouth. Rah. All right,
now, man of many words, truth. I'm scared of you with that traumatics. All right, everybody. That was truth. So what I'm going to do, we got everybody on the line right now, chilling, vibing. I'm going to go into one more round. And after this round, we actually going to go ahead and close the show out. So if you guys are enjoying yourself, and we're just going to go from there.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around, oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Brothers are dying, leaving mothers and children crying. We must come together as one, nourishing the souls of our young, teaching them that life doesn't have to be short. Continue to dream and conquer. They were compelled by the beauty of guns and drugs. Our brothers, our sons and fathers, the ones which we love, sucked in and released by death. It didn't have to be that way for wealth. Nathan could have been a doctor. Twink could have been a lawyer. Moondog could have been a teacher. But avoiding the pain inside, they were street leechers. But again, pushing the big body bends. Lexus coupe on chrome, sporting the gold, the ice, the polo, and cell phone. Robbed of reality, their lives became a casualty. Yes, the almighty dollar they call cream flashed before their eyes and destroyed their dreams.
Faith is to believe. To believe is to know that the impossible is possible. It's not to discover what's visual to the natural eye, that we can all see openly, but rather acknowledge the faith working in you, which brings into reality the reflections of hope, things unseen, unspoken, and unheard of. It isn't faith if you can see it. Believe it.
what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher. Big ups to my homie, Cartier Jesus, for that awesome intro, which is actually on my CD. My album is called Pieces of Me, and you can find that album on Kanaki or Amazon.com, createspace.com. It's called Pieces of Me by China with a Y. And also my book. I forget to promote myself. I have a book called Still Standing. And it's a poetry book, and it's a create space. It's in libraries. It's also Amazon.com. You just type in Still Standing by Clavette Roberts. That's my government name, and you can actually cop the book as well. Love to have your support. I appreciate all that you do. We do this show for anybody who's listening via web. Big shout out to you, because I know a lot of you guys who listen via web, I can't see you, so I thank you. I see the stats after the show was done. But I just can't see you right now. But I just want to tell you, you are appreciated. I have more people who listen via web. So I just want to give you a shout and let you know that you are being heard. You are, you know, we appreciate you. And I want you to know that I appreciate you, because without you guys, I couldn't do this. And just a little bit of words of encouragement when you're tapping into your dreams and trying to tap into being the best you know how to be. Just keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, don't stop. And what you feel your dreams are, they're all worth it. And I will continue to push you. I won't ever clip your wings. We'll keep right on rolling, keep right on doing what we do, because it's not play. It's nobody's place to clip your wings. You can only clip your own wings. So just keep doing what you're doing and keep soaring. And I want you to be the biggest bird you ever could be, to fly and do what you love. The sky is much more than the limit than that. So what I'm going to do is open my lines and give you a chance to just go hard, because we're about to go home. All right, everybody. What's up, Miss Nikki? What you got for us, girl?
Hey, I got one. It's called right. Old Love, No Love, New Love. Mm-hmm. Okay. Love is a four-letter word that changes its meaning from year to year. One smile, one kiss, one tear. To love is to grow, learning a person you want to get to know. Old love had an effect of hurt, pain, and rage, so much so that it was the end of that page. No love is hard. Hard for some people to face. Because some folks out here all up in your head space. Then comes new love. Strong, bold, standing tall. Who knew one day I would it would come down to 2,552 miles away and a phone call. The love I have today, the foundation is strong. With new love, God won't let it go wrong. My new love is my everlasting love. You see, what I had wasn't real love, because real love always remains new love and never has a chance to be old love with no love. That's it.
I can do it, girl.
Yep.
You go, girl. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm trying. I'm, you know, on this spiritual growth. I'm, you know, trying to be in a better headspace for myself. Cause, whew, Lord, I need the woosah. Some people.
Baby, you got this.
You know.
You got this. I keep you in my prayers.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You know, some people just want to have you stepping out of character, and that's not me. It's not me. But the old me, yeah, it would have been me. But I'm on.
It's not worth it.
It's not at all.
It's not worth it because if you know your worth, it's not worth it.
That part.
Ooh, it's hot.
That part.
I'm gonna write that down.
That right.
Know your worth. You can go ahead and quote me on that one. You know your worth. You know what I'm worth.
I wrote one about my worth and didn't even read it. I wrote it 2 weeks ago and, you know, didn't even read it. So.
Well, I'm going to give you some homework. You got to read it tonight.
Oh, that ain't homework then. That's classwork. That's classwork.
All now, right. I was saying read it tonight, not at the show. Read it tonight on your own.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right. Everybody, that was Nikki from Cali. Girl, keep doing what you're doing. You are loved and love yourself, girl. Keep it pushing. Keep doing your thing.
All right.
Everybody. Let me check and see if Pukulu is in the spirit. Just want to check and see, Pukulu, are you in the spirit? You know, you felt like doing a little something.
No, I don't feel like doing nothing. I'm just going to give a little short testimony.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for the last 2.5 years, you know, my life pretty much turned upside down, you know. Went to the doctor and everything, found a tumor inside my spinal cord. Here I am living life large, man. I got my own business. I'm singing everywhere, going to church. I've always been a church boy all my life. Never even been to a Baptist up to the age of 50. And that's when it all happened, you know. You never know, you know, how lives can turn on you. You know, didn't even expect me to live through this, you know. And if I lived through it, you know, they said I would be paralyzed, you know, from my neck down, you know. And as of this day, you know, it's a long testimony, and I can go through all the details, but, you know, I'm walking, I'm driving, and I'm doing pretty much the things that I always done, but just not as fast and not as good, you know. So I just wanted to say that to just encourage people who think they're on top of the world and think things that can't happen to them. And, you know, just the things that we take for granted in life, man, we can't do it. You know, we got to give God thanks for everything, the little things, walking, talking. I had to learn how to eat myself. I had to learn how to bathe myself again, to use the restroom. All that you had to start from scratch. So I'm got a new perspective on life, you know. I don't take nothing for granted.
That's right.
So I just want to do that, you know, just to encourage people just to be thankful to God for everything. Don't take nothing for granted.
That's right.
Or no one.
That's so true. Because it can be taken away.
That's right. And I trust God every minute of the day.
Amen. I feel the same way. I flatlined twice in my life, and I know I'm here for a reason. And this is one of every day, like, I look at life totally different. You know, I appreciate each day, each second, each moment, you know what I'm saying, in a different light. And I don't knock anybody else's, the way they live their life, because it's not my place. But I focus on what I got to do for me, and I pray it in the process. I make my share of mistakes as I go, but I know that I just see things differently. I want to help people. I want to be there for people, and that's why I do what I do with this. I don't do this for financial gain. I don't get anything out of this. I actually pour more into, you know, saying these things monetarily for the people. And I, you know, what I get is my spirit touched by stuff like this, you know, like testimonies like this.
Right.
Just you guys tapping to your gift, that means something to me.
Awesome, girl. Well, my focus now is to die empty. You know, everything that God has put into me, whatever it is, you know, I will not take it to the grave. So,
that's right.
You know, I help whoever I can. And, you know, I want to die empty.
So, that's right.
That's my goal, to push to die empty. And when he's finished with me, I know it'll be my time. So it must want my time.
No, it ain't.
I still got some work to do.
That's right. I got somebody who want to say something to you, too. Truth wants to say something to you. What's up, Truth?
Okay.
What's going on? Hey, Pugaloo, I know what you're talking about, man.
Last year, I
broke my neck last year, ended up in a coma with fluid on the brain, shattered my right knee in a car wreck, and it was probably about three times they told my parents that I wasn't going to make it. And so I know what you're talking about when it said, you say, don't take things for granted. You got to live life.
Yeah.
You got to live life a different way. Once you go through something like that, you know, because there was a time where I didn't know who I was. I wasn't even right. I had a tube sticking out the top of my brain where it was draining fluid. And so I went through a lot, you know, and I thought, I mean, I think about it every day, the state I was in. And I couldn't get right, couldn't talk right, didn't know what the day was, didn't know who people was. And so now I'm walking. I got metal in my neck, and my knee is still shut, and I still hurt from the hole that's in the top of my head, but I'm still alive. I walk and talk, and I work out, and, you know, I'm good. God is good. I know how you feel. And China will tell you, when I come out the coma, the first thing I said was, I want to go to open mic. You know? I know how it is, and I know how you feel, and I know you think about it every day, because I think about it every day, and it's something you can't forget. And so it's like God put you in a situation where he says, you remember when this happened, so think about your life now. Think about what it is you need to do to keep this from happening and let other people know what happened so that they can grow off of what you've learned and what you've been through. You know, you be an example for the next person to grow, you know. So
that's right.
A lot of people don't understand that certain things happen so that we can be examples for other people to lift themselves up.
You didn't go through for you. You went through, you know, God got you set up for somebody else, and you don't even know it.
That's right. That's how it works.
But you know
what? I need to say that. I need to let you know that you're not alone.
I'm so glad I made it.
Yeah.
I made it through.
I know that's right.
In spite of the storm, the rain, heartaches, and pain, I'm still alive and I'm declaring I made it through. See, me and you, Truth, we didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost.
Yeah.
But we never lost faith in God. So if you see us crying, it's just a sign that we are still alive. We got the scars, but we're still alive.
That's right.
In spite of calamity, God still has a plan for me. And it's working for my good. And it's building my testimony. We made it, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Love you, man. Encourage you by that.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. We appreciate both of y'all's testimonies. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless. All right, everybody. So we have one more on the line.
Man.
And you got to close us out tonight.
Y'all had me. My brother got me over here in tears, him and Truth. And
uh-huh.
Oh, man. Okay, y'all. My manhood is never in question. Let me start over. Let me see. I can't see. All right. My manhood is never a question, but sometimes I ask myself why. Why do you consider yourself a man when you cry? We find ourselves confused sometimes with confrontation of the brain. And I realize we may cry sometimes, not being in physically in pain. Tears of joy or tears of sorrow. Sometimes life's a dirty game. But the tears we cry washes our soul, and it keeps us from going insane. See, situations arise and troubles come that put our sanity at stake. But through faith and prayer, just in the nick of time, our Savior is never late. Even though sometimes when our way is dark, we feel so all alone. The enemy catches you at your lowest point, and it makes it hard for you to carry on. Frustrated and confused, you can't figure out what to do. And just as soon as you want to quit, God makes a way for you. He was there for you the entire time, and it was you that could not see. He's a God of his word, and he would always set me free. Bring on the trials and the heartbreak, because trouble don't last always. I've got God on my side, and he'll do just what he says. Now I don't worry no more. The enemy must try everything that he can. And as long as I keep my faith in God, I will always be the man. And y'all have a good night.
All right, we appreciate that most definitely. Everybody, that was Carlos. I call him the DMX of poetry, closing out the night for us. I hope you guys had a good time tonight. And if you're not busy, come celebrate with me. My birthday is actually on Friday. Anybody want to send me gifts, money, or just tell me happy birthday, what have you? It's cool with me. But I'm excited about turning 39. It's a blessing. It's a blessing in itself. Just for another day, another second, period. It's a blessing. So just having you guys supporting me, supporting what we're doing, supporting my dreams, and supporting my dreams to provide a platform for you guys means a lot to me, because you could be anywhere else on your Tuesday night and you choose to rock out with me every Tuesday night. That means a lot to me. So much. You just don't know. I appreciate all that you do, all that you are, and all that you will be. And just keep doing what you're doing. I hope to see you guys Saturday. Come rock out with me in the band at the Arts Council. That's 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11 p.m. We're going to be rocking from the beginning to the end, having a good time. And before I close out, hold on. I got a prayer. Miss Nikki wants to do a prayer for us.
I'm here. Goodness gracious. You caught me off guard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone has a little static in it. Had it earlier, but it wasn't.
Yeah, because I'm sitting in the car. Okay, Heavenly Father, I pray blessings and peace, patience, tolerance, resolution for my friends today. On this day, Lord, remove from their bodies any illnesses. Remove from their minds any confusion. Remove from their hearts any concerns. Remove from their spirit any doubt. On this day, Lord, help them live in complete harmony with the word, of foregoing all other interpretations, ideas, and lies. On this day, Lord, guide them through the fall, uncertainly allow them faith to navigate them through their clouds of doubt. On this day, strengthen and prepare them for battle. Clothe them with armor. Oh, goodness. I'm still, like, teary-eyed. Clothe them with armor so that they may give old Satan all that he can't handle. On this day, keep their families, their jobs, their homes, their transportation, their relationships, their finances, and their friendships, and their spirits protected with your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we appreciate you.
Oh, okay. And you
Amen.
Enjoy your birthday, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You enjoy
it. I plan.
All right. I know.
Thank you for the prayer. I'm going to say amen, amen, again, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for taking time out in your busy days to talk to us and chill with us and listen to what we do here. See you guys on next Tuesday night. And looking forward to having some more features on the line, too. And Carlos, putting it out there, we got to talk. Got to get you up here co-hosting with me one night. We're going to make it happen. All right, all right. Y'all have a good night. Be blessed. Till next Tuesday. Love you guys.